Hi, welcome to the Career Refresh Podcast. I'm your host, Jill Griffin. I'm a former media and marketing executive turned career strategist and executive coach. I spent my career working my way up and through the ranks of global organizations and startups, and today I show others how to do the same. Join me each week as we discuss the strategies and actionable steps to leverage your strengths, increase your confidence, and develop your career well-being. Ready? Let's do it. Hey friends, this is Jill Griffin, and this is the Career Refresh. Welcome back. All right, I'm going to talk about something that keeps coming up in the work that I do privately with clients. It's about what happens when you cannot get a straight answer around a particular part of your career and your own career journey or your own performance. You've probably been there. You've been promoted, you got the raise, and you may have been at the company for a while. You may even be serving in your current role for a few rounds of performance reviews, and everything is fine, but nothing feels like it's moving. And you feel like you've stopped growing, and like you're watching your colleagues or your hiring cohort all get new opportunities. Sometimes their promotion, sometimes their ladder moves, but they're all building their career, like their career, and they're moving forward with a strategy. You speak to your boss and they say nothing's wrong. Be patient. Maybe you connect with internal sponsors or internal mentors and they all say the same thing. You're great. Give it time. Or they suggest, oh, you know what? Go speak to Sarah, the cross-functional team expert in that particular department that you've been wanting to rotate to. So you have conversations with everyone and they all affirm, you know what? You're great. And it's important that you're here and you add a lot of value. But there's nothing at this time. It's the economy. It's the job market. Things are uncertain. There's nothing for you right now at your level. Or, you know what, we're still working through that last acquisition and we're not really sure where things fall. So we'll keep you posted. And in the meantime, you're sitting there dreaming up all the ways that all of your career experience can be used for this new role, or how you can lead, or how you can be in contribution. And you share it with them and they're like, yeah, absolutely. But nothing moves. And while I don't know your specific circumstances, and I'm going to tell you, they're all going to be nuanced, I will tell you how I fixed this for myself many years ago and how I've now helped hundreds of clients fix it too. It's executive presence. Hear me out. If this was a competency issue, you would have heard about it. Or you'd be gone because they're not suffering fools, especially in this market. You'd be gone. So when we have an executive presence issue, it usually lends us to a beautiful impact opportunity. And this is where you deploy what I call the NIPS framework. And this is one of the things that I work with clients on. You ready? One, N is for narrative. You have to create your narrative, friends. This is the challenge that's been put in front of you, the challenge as to why you've been hired, the actions that you take, the results you've created, and the impact you've made. Tell me the impact and why you created what you've created and why you are right for this internal promotion or rotation. I is for interest of time. You have to get your story down. I want you to tell your story in 30 seconds, 3 minutes, and 15 minutes. You have to tell your story effectively and efficiently because it's not about you. It's always about the receiver. I know it feels like it's you and it feels like it's your career, and it is, but it's about the recipient. It's always about their interests, their time, their needs. You have to be able to modulate and tell different intervals and keep it in the interest of their time. P is for practice. This is out loud. You gotta walk it into your bones. This is not about repeating it quietly in your mind. This is about seeing how it sounds. This is grab your phone, record an MP3, or use Zoom and record and make it a video. You have to nail it. S is for straightforward. Be professional, be kind, but ask for feedback. So after you say what it is and what it is that you do and nail your career narrative and why you're here and why you're the right person for this promotion or this rotation, you're going to ask for feedback. And I want you to use it in your own words and your own style, but you have to say something to the effect of, so what do you need to see from me in the next 30 or 90 or 6 months or 120 days, right? What do you need to see from me in the next 90 days in order for me to move into this role? And then I want you to stop talking. Wait. Hold the space. Wait for the pause. You can handle it even if it feels uncomfortable. Give the recipient, the person you're talking to, that leader, time to think. Because the odds are they weren't expecting you. If you keep asking this internally and you're not getting moved, they weren't expecting you to ask such a direct question. And here's the thing about executive presence. Few of us have been trained on it. And if you've been getting the running around up until now, it is because no one has been trained on how to tell you what it is that you need to hear. Look, they like you. They don't want to demotivate you. You're a valuable member of the team. But clear is kind and unclear is unkind. This is not your fault. And frankly, it's not their fault either because no one has been taught how to do this unless you've hired an executive coach like me. Sure, we've read the leadership books, but reading a book on leadership or on presence or gravitas or, difficult conversations or frank feedback is like reading a book on the mechanics of singing without ever actually having used your voice and actually singing. So the next time you find yourself in a situation where you cannot get a straightforward answer around you, your career, and where you're going, I want you to, as I would say, nips it in the bud, right? That's deploy the NIPS framework. Narrative, interest of time, practice straightforward, and watch how people start to respond to you differently. Hey friends, if you are looking for an executive coach, check out the details of how we can meet up in my show notes. I'd love to meet you and discuss what's possible. All right, friends, as always, have a great week, and here is to possibility. Hey, thanks for listening to the Career Refresh Podcast. If you're enjoying this and you want more information, go to my website, jillgriffincoaching.com. There you can find information on how to work with me one-on-one or my group programs, or even bring me into your workplace. I'll put the link to my website in the show notes. But hey, listen, before you go, do me a favor, rate and review this podcast because it definitely helps me get the word out to people everywhere so that they can also thrive in the workplace. All right, friends, I appreciate you. I'll see you soon.